Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview. We're talking part two of my chat with Doug Bruce. Very talented man, and a brilliant chat. In fact, sweet, you'd almost call it.
So was it a big jump for you to not do the drums and get out the front and creating a show?
It was a massive jump for me. Yeah, I had no desire at all, none whatsoever, to be in the front. I just didn't want to be. I didn't want to be the one to have to be in control of everything. I was happy to be in control of the beat.
Yep.
But yeah, moving out front, that was just my personality, because I am kind of an introverted type person, really. Just wasn't in my makeup. I just didn't see it happening. But, you know, when I got here, I just couldn't seem to get enough work, as, you know, playing drums and that, and the wife and my family and all that. You know, I'd always kind of written songs, played around with that, and sang harmonies from behind the drums. But everybody kind of encouraged me to just put it out there, do your own thing. And I fought it for a while. Eventually I did, and I released a little EP, and it was terrible. And people kind of took notice of it a little bit, you know, around certain circles. And then I said, oh, well, might as well keep going. We'll do another one. And I came up with some better songs, I think, and put it out there. And people then took notice again. It kind of really started to get more, kind of got more fans in the local scene and all that. And I thought, all right, well, let's do it again. And I picked up a few awards with that one. And that kind of started to give me a bit of a confidence boost. And so when I did this last one, and everybody just kind of, all of a sudden, everybody really took notice of this last album. And so that's, yeah, I'm happy now. I figure, and the more I've done it over the past, I've been doing it for 5-6 years now. And the more I've done it, of course, the more confident I get. Mm-hmm. And like that kind of comes through in the live performances.
But you know what? You wouldn't notice. You wouldn't, if I hadn't have spoken to you, I would have no idea that you're such an introverted person. On stage, you're just, it's perfect. It flows. It's almost like that's who you are.
Good. I hope so.
You had us fooled. Well, I think it's a great evolution that you've gone through. The album that you've got out, I think, did you release that in 2010?
2010, the last one, A Good Place, yeah.
It's still doing really, really well. People are still loving the tracks. I'm still getting requests for it on Real Country. It's brilliant. You've also got a whole heap of great singles. Coffrey Road, which is definitely a favourite of mine, and also Sweet. Can you tell me a bit about Sweet?
Well, Sweet was written by Bill Shore and Pete Salas over in Nashville. They're good friends of mine. Bill Shore I actually met when I lived in Nashville, and when I was a drummer, some friends of mine owned a studio, and we used to demo a lot of songs for people, and we demoed one of his songs, or a couple of his songs, actually, and one of them ended up on this album, too. It's Having What You Want. But we co-wrote the title track, A Good Place for Love, and I've just kind of asked him, I said, look, I'm also kind of interested in doing some other songwriters' material. Could you send me some songs? And he did, and that was one of them, and I loved it from the time I heard it. And I said, oh, I've got to put that on there. I love that song. And I said, I don't know if we'll be able to pull it off, but let's give it a go. So, yeah, we put it on there, and it just kind of, you know, I got a lot of good response from it, just from people commenting on the album. Oh, I love this song. I love that song. And I thought, oh, well, let's put it out as the next single and see what happens. And so we shot the clip for it, too, and I've got a really good response from that as well. So hopefully it'll do okay.
Thank you so much for joining me, Doug Bruce.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it very much.
At the Ace of Spades, woke up this morning with no headache. Ah, Sweet. Telephone rang, hello boss, he said,
thanks, why don't you just take off?
A couple of days, oh, Sweet. Have you ever had a day when it all goes right? Couldn't do no wrong even if you try. That's sweet. That's a fat boy, Harley, and a fishing hole. Saddlebags full of beer, ice cold. Big old sun shining down on me. That's sweet.
takes to Mexico, and she wants to know if I want to go. I think I'm in. Oh, sweet.
Have you ever had a day when it all goes right? Couldn't do no wrong even if you tried, tried, tried. Well, that's sweet. That's a diamond ring in an old school can, on one knee in that golden sand. Heaven smiling down on me. That's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. I hope that Cancun sun sets slow. It's one of those days I don't want to let go. Heaven must be smiling down on me. That's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. Oh, that's sweet. That's
another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Hey, it's Craig Morrison here, and I'm back with my brand new self-titled album. With two hit tracks from it already, I can promise you it's all about life, love, and all that lays between. The album Craig Morrison is available from my website, craigmorrisonmusic.com, and iTunes. And hey, I hope to see you at a show real soon, because live is where it's at.
I kinda love.
Aside from a better night's sleep, there are so many other benefits to treating your snoring. For example, did you know that snoring can lower your immunity and susceptibility to serious health issues? Your snoring also affects the health and happiness of your partner. These are just a couple of reasons why it's a good idea to try a simple mandibular splint from Instantly Stop Snoring. Designed to hold your lower jaw stable, preventing your tongue from blocking your airways, these devices are fully guaranteed and in use by doctors and hospitals. Call this number now for Instantly Stop Snoring. 1-800-991-2259.